Hey, everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers podcast. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. This is your podcast for Monday, May 11th, 2020. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. All new listeners, tell your friends. Black Women with Other Brothers podcast are short, under 10 minutes. So this is coming from formerly beautiful downtown San Francisco. I'll keep it short about San Francisco because I really want to talk about the topic of play daddies and why you shouldn't have your child call your boyfriend daddy. Okay, well, San Francisco is still sheltering in place. We were the first North American city to shelter in place. This was, Jesus, seems like so long ago, around mid-March. And since that happened, our mayor, who is a black woman, London Breed, has allowed junkies to pitch their tent all over San Francisco, especially my downtown microhood and larger neighborhood. I already said that my neighborhood has turned into Blackistan, and I live in an Asian microhood. Imagine, if you will, black male junkies living in tents, running the street. Well, the police kind of make them go off to side streets, but anyway, it's quite disturbing. And the whole city is losing their mind because these Negroes are leaving downtown and branching out to other neighborhoods. And because it's shelter in place, the police can't do jack. And it's fake progressive laws. And they can go in the store and steal up to $950 worth of stuff and maybe get a fine. It's a mess, honey. It's a hot, hot mess. So that's what's happening here in San Francisco. Now, play daddy. Play daddy is a Southern American term for a man who is not legally married to a woman and has not legally adopted the children. And the reason why I am bringing it up, because I know someone who is going through this, and I really had to tell her, stop telling your kids to call this man daddy. For some reason, black women love to tell their kids to call men daddy who haven't married them and haven't adopted the children. Now, that's really toxic and dysfunctional. It's like getting your child involved with your dating, which they shouldn't. Your child actually shouldn't be knowing any of your boyfriends unless you've been dating for more than a year. If you can't date without involving your children, you don't know how to date. Anyway, my personal dating life and married life, I have dated way more non-black men than black men. Just understand that I'm very experienced with swirling. And I'll tell you one story of a guy that I dated who was a play daddy, but I broke that, honey. So I was out at an event looking pretty. I had on a red top hat. This was a while ago. I had on a red top hat, and he said it was love at first sight. I guess I was I looked pretty confident to him. I was by myself, and the woman he had just broken up with was another black woman. She had three children. He lived with her for a little under a year, and then they weren't married. He didn't legally adopt the children. He broke up and left. I mean, that's his right, right? You break up, you move on. You don't have to stay in contact with somebody because, you know, you break up with them. It's broken, it's broke. And it's funny, when I first met this guy, and he was European, his friends immediately embraced me. They're like, oh my gosh, you're so much better for him than his ex. She was too needy. She always was, you know, needed him to do stuff. She couldn't do anything by herself. She had those kids. The kids' daddies weren't taking care of the kids. They were just like really critical of her. And I just listened like, because I'm not here to defend women. I don't know. But I did not join in. So when we started dating, I noticed he would get phone calls. And they were pretty like one-sided. He would pick up the phone and he would say, no, I can't do that. No, I'll talk to the kids later. I can't do that. Nah, I'll talk to the kids later. It's pretty much like that. And, you know, we were a new couple and I wasn't going to get into his business. And he finally told me it was his ex calling, and she was telling him that the kids missed their daddy. I said, what daddy? He said, me. They call me daddy. I said, why do they call you daddy? He says, well, because she told them to. He said he liked the kids, but he never told them to call him daddy. She, because he was white guy with some solvency. She was a black woman, lived in the inner city of Oakland. And she wanted her black kids to have a white daddy. I said, well, then why didn't you marry her? Well, because I didn't love her enough. Why didn't you adopt the kids? Well, because, you know, I didn't marry her. And I said, then why are they calling your dad? He says, well, I told her she's got to have him stop doing that. And she kept having the children call him. Then instead of her, it's the kids. And I'd hear these conversations. Yeah. He said, I miss you too. Yeah, I can't come by. Well, you know, I'm dating Dee Dee now. Yeah, me and your mother broke up. Yeah. I'll talk to you later. And so what it was, is she's manipulating the children to call and say, Daddy, I miss you. Daddy, can you come by and do this? Daddy, Mommy needs you to fix this. They kept Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I shut it down because one time I decided to play fake stepmother, and that has never been my role, by the way. Never, I'm not down for that. You know, we are all different people. And I and one of her children, the girl, little girl, we went to, I think we saw a play. And this girl, her mother, they were pretty uncultured. And the girl was clinging on him like he was a lifeboat, calling him Daddy. People were looking at Daddy. And she's looking up at me. Oh, wow, you're so much skinnier than my mother. You're prettier than my mother. I didn't say anything. I know when to keep my mouth shut. And after that date, you know, fake step mommy, fake daddy. And I sat him down. I said, you know what? This isn't working for me. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, I think that me and you might have to break up. Why? I told him, I said, I'm not here to be a stepmother for a woman. Not only did you not marry, you did not legally adopt these children. So you have no obligation to another man's children. Where is their father? And of course, like a lot of Black American women, she, you know, was a single mother for men who didn't really give a damn about her. She had two different baby daddies and three kids. You know, a mess. And why he got involved with her, that, you know, that's another story too. But he got out of it in less than a year. And he says, wait, hold up. So he said he's going to, like, cut her and the kids off. And some of you listening may be saying, wow, Dee Dee, that's very selfish. You're correct. That's selfish. That's right. I'm a selfish woman. And she kept having the kids call. He didn't change his number because he has a business. He has the same phone number. He has a business. He did not change his phone number. And he finally had to tell her, look, I'm dating Dee Dee. We never married. I'm not the legal father of these children. I never adopted them. You have to tell them, call me by my name. His name wasn't James. Call me James. Don't call me Daddy anymore because I'm not the daddy. And over time, of course, she got another boyfriend who, of course, the children would call Daddy. He told me that because he would keep in contact with the kids. Maybe every other month he'd call them just to see how they were doing, which is what most decent guys would do. Most decent guys would do that. But a sucker would stay in contact and pretending that he's a father of another man's children, to children he did not legally adopt, nor a woman he did not love enough to marry. Are you following me? So if you're shacking up right now and you got with a guy and your kids are little and your kids have been calling this guy daddy, you're doing your kids a disservice. In fact, I think that's kind of like abusive, because when you do break up and when he gets another woman, and when those kids call saying daddy, like me, that woman is going to tell him to cut the kids off because they are not his kids. Calling a man daddy doesn't make him a daddy. Law and blood makes a man a daddy. Okay? Remember that. So don't play the fake daddy game. You are going to get hurt and you are going to hurt your children. And ladies, if you're ever dating a guy and his ex is calling you saying the kids need to speak to their daddy, you have to cut it off. You have to tell him you are ready to walk and be ready to walk, which I was. That's it for today. We're coming under 10 minutes. Thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. This is Black Women with Other Brothers podcast. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's beautiful.